I want to encourage you to pray for the families in Texas who have suffered loss, especially those who have lost loved ones. When people, even cities, states, and nations, go through difficult times and turn to God in prayer, God hears and answers those prayers. The people in Texas right now need your prayers, comfort, and support to make it through these difficult times. Please pray for them, and if you can help in other ways, do so.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
It seems like just a few days ago that school got out and summer began, but lo and behold, school is about to start again in Florida. And children are preparing to go to school and to learn. And probably some of them are excited and some of them probably are wishing their summer could continue. But it's important for us to realize the importance of education of children, and also continuing education of not only children, but also all who are out there, including everyone that is listening, whether you're a child, whether you're a teenager, whether you're an adult, whether you're married, whether you're unmarried. It's important that we all are learning and that we're learning the right things and learning things really the way God wants us to learn them. And we're going to look at Proverbs chapter 1, and we're going to see really from Proverbs chapter 1, the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of understanding, the beginning of knowledge, and really learn some biblical principles here. Proverbs chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, the words of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. We know that Solomon is known as the wisest man who ever lived. God came to him and asked him what he wanted, and Solomon chose wisdom over riches, over fame, over wealth. And God said, hey, I'm going to give you wisdom, but I'm also going to give you other things that you didn't ask for as well. And people from all over the world, even kings and queens, came to Israel to seek Solomon and to actually learn from him and to learn the wisdom that he had. And then in verse 2, we read, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. So he's laying out the purpose of this chapter. And really, there's a lot of this holds true throughout the entire book of Proverbs as well. So that people may know wisdom and instruction and receive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. To give prudence to the simple, so those who are naive, to give them prudence and to help them realize that they need to actually be aware that there are dangers out there and to take precaution from that. And to the young man, knowledge and discretion. So knowledge is not just learning, but he also includes discretion with this, knowing what we should do and being able to realize that we need to place guards around us and we need to actually watch out for certain pitfalls. In verse 5, a wise man will hear and increase in learning. So the person who is wise doesn't say, I know everything I need to know. I don't need to learn anymore. The wise man actually hears and increases in learning. The wise man is continually continually trying to gain more wisdom, trying to increase his learning. A man of understanding will obtain wise counsel. So this is interesting. You know, there are people who think they know it all, but this here, these Solomon is saying that a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. In other words, he's not just going to say, well, I know everything. He's actually going to actually look for at what others think. And not just anyone else, but wise counsel. Not just seeking anyone's counsel. Certainly there are a lot of foolish counsel out there as well. But it's important to seek wise counsel. How do we understand? How do we determine what wise counsel is? Well, we're going to keep reading and we're going to see. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. And so we should be seeking out understanding and being able to figure out some of the complex things of life. And here in verse 7, we see really the crux of it, and really the foundation of all learning should be based upon what we see in verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So here we need to really realize that when we're learning, when kids are learning, when teenagers are learning, when even infants are learning, when adults are learning, we need to first realize that learning starts with the fear of the Lord. We need to fear God. We need to honor him. We need to love him and have a reverential fear of him to really humble ourselves before him and to listen to what he has to say, to really love him so much that we want to please him and to be a concern that we might actually fall short. And we know that we all do fall short of his righteous standard, but we need to have a healthy fear of the Lord. This is the beginning of knowledge. You know, there are people today, and I've said this many times, you may have heard me say this. One of the things I like to tell people, I like to really just say as both an encouragement but also a witness to people, when I check out of a grocery store line, I like to say, God bless you. And it's amazing, the majority of the cashiers will not reply back anything, because they don't have a fear of the Lord. They don't believe that there's a God. They've been trained in school that God is a myth, that all of us just happened by chance through random mutation, rather than that there's a God who created the heavens and the earth. You see, if there's a God that created the heavens and the earth, then you are subject to him. I am subject to him. We need to humble ourselves. We need to seek his ways. We need to obey him and keep his commandments. But if we can say that there is no God, then we can determine our own course. We can determine what is right or wrong. We can say, well, I want to go out and fornicate, or I want to commit adultery, I want to commit homosexuality, I want to steal, I want to kill. Whatever we want to do, we can determine what is right for ourselves. But if there's a God, then God determines right from wrong. And so the beginning of education should start with the fear of the Lord. It's the beginning. If we don't fear God, if our kids are going to school and they're being taught that they evolved, that there's not a creator, let me tell you something, they're in a dangerous place. I would encourage you, if you can get your kids, and really there's a lot of opportunity to do this today, get your kids into a Christian school. Or if you can homeschool them, get your grandkids into a Christian school or homeschool them. My wife and I, we homeschooled our kids, and it was a challenge, and it was not easy, but we did that because we wanted them to have an education where the fear of the Lord was the predominant force and the predominant foundation for their learning. And certainly there are Christian schools that where you can have that as well. You can have the fear of the Lord as the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction, you see here. And so those who are fools despise wisdom and despise instruction. Even in school, even in public schools, you will see people that don't want to receive instruction. In fact, I have heard from some teachers that some kids actually get beat up for being smart. Some kids actually get made fun of for being studious and for having knowledge and for having learning. And of course, those who are beating them up and making fun of them are really going to be losers in life, most likely. They're not going to achieve. In fact, they may even wonder, and they may even believe that someone else is oppressing them, and that it's because of their race or because of their upbringing or something like this. And really, it's because they have hated wisdom. They have hated instruction. They have despised it, and they didn't seek it out. And so it's important for us to realize the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. We need to love wisdom and instruction. Even if your kids are going to public school, you need to be spending time with them, instilling in them the fear of the Lord, and training them in obedience to God's commandments, and imparting into them the wisdom that comes from God. Verse 8, my son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother. So here we see that really that there's instruction from the father and instruction from the mother. And this is important, and this is something that we need to see happen. And really, it's something that again, whatever school your kids are going to, you need to actually make sure that you, as a parent, if you're a parent and you have children, if you're a grandparent and you have children, the Bible speaks to you about teaching your children and your grandchildren. If you are a child, the Bible speaks to you about listening to your parents. And it's important, even in ways that you didn't obey God, it's important for you to honor Him. It's important for you to fear the Lord. It's important for you to actually train your children in obedience to God's commandments. So we see the admonition here to hear the instruction of your father and not forsake the law of your mother. Why? Verse 9, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. So these actually will be like ornaments and jewelry. You know, it's interesting that terminology is used, but he goes on to say the reason, and he goes on to say, my son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, in a hole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all kinds of precious possessions. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way of them. Keep your feet from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. And so we see, and really a lot of young people are dealing with this, especially in public schools, especially certain kids in certain neighborhoods. There's a huge pressure. In fact, I've heard of kids getting beat up for not joining a gang. And of course, those who are in the gang, what are they doing? They're doing this same type of thing. They're encouraging people to do, they're encouraging their friends to do something that's bad. And really, the Bible speaks a lot about our friends and those who we allow to influence us. And the Bible talks a lot about that. And certainly, Solomon here is training his son, don't go with them, don't listen to them when they try to lure you. You need to realize that there's actually consequences for those actions. Certainly, there may be some short-term gain from stealing. There may be some short-term gain from committing violence against someone else. But long-term, the Bible says, your sins will find you out. Really, there's no one that escapes judgment. Most people, actually, their sins find them out here on this earth. But even if that doesn't happen, we all will face God and we will give an account for our life. And those who have lived a life of stealing and killing are going to actually pay a consequence for that. So Solomon here is warning his son against this. Verse 17, surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of the bird. Behold, they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of the owner. And really, you see this, people that are greedy for gain. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have blessings. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be prosperous. But there's a method of getting that is legitimate, and there are methods of getting that are not legitimate. Going out and stealing from other people is not a legitimate method of obtaining wealth. And really, what's happening with this is that there are consequences. Quite often, those consequences are physical violence to that own person, and also jail, incarceration, spending a large portion of one's life locked up, actually not for good, but for evil, for doing evil things. And we see here in verse 18, they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It takes away the life of its owners. There's nothing good that can come from violence. And young people, parents, you need to teach your kids this. You need to teach them how to do things right, how to learn how to actually be industrious, how to be productive, how to actually gain wealth and do so in a righteous way, as opposed to being greedy for gain and seeking to steal from others. I mentioned earlier that, you know, I've heard about kids getting beat up. Well, some of those kids actually join the gang. And then some of those kids actually learn crime. And then some of those kids commit crime and are arrested and put into jail for that crime. And it's important that we realize and that we train our kids so that they can realize that there are dangers in doing things the wrong way. And one of the things that you'll see in the book of Proverbs is that you'll see a comparison to wisdom calling out and also foolishness calling out. And in verse 20, we see wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open square. Wisdom is calling aloud and calling for people to heed and to hear and to learn. She's going into the parts of the city and calling for people to listen. She cries out in the chief concourses at the opening of the gates of the city. She speaks her words. In those days, they had a town and they had gates. And this is where wisdom is actually calling for people to actually listen. She speaks her words and she says, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." So how long are you going to love simplicity? How long are you going to delight in scorning? How long are you going to hate knowledge? It's important to love knowledge, to love wisdom, to seek after wisdom, to seek after discernment. And really, when you seek these, seeking them with the fear of the Lord as the foundation, you are going to find them. But fools hate knowledge. Verse 23, "Turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you." So wisdom here is calling and actually rebuking those who are foolish and calling for them to turn and to listen and saying, "Hey, I'm going to pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hands and no one regarded. Because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke, I will laugh at your calamity and mock when your terror comes." There are consequences to not seeking wisdom. There are consequences to rejecting wisdom. There are consequences to doing things your own way and living in sin. And when you have those consequences, the Bible even says that God laughs at the wicked. There are times, and you can read about that in Psalm 2, that God holds them in derision when they stand up and claim that there is no God. God will have the last laugh. You can reject God. You can reject wisdom. You can try to do things your own way. You can try to actually earn money through stealing. But you're going to have consequences. And wisdom here, you see that wisdom will laugh when you have consequences. Verse 27, "When your terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you." So there's a consequence. There are consequences for sin. The Bible talks about this quite often. Nationally and individually, there are consequences for sin. Verse 28, "Then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me." There's a time to find wisdom, and it's before the consequences set in. Certainly, God does have grace, and God does give reason and ability and a chance to repent and turn from our wicked ways, but there are still consequences for our actions. There are a lot of people that are in jail that have what's called jailhouse religion. So they're seeking God not because they love Him and fear Him. They're seeking God so that they can get out of the problems that they're in. And many times they go back to their old ways rather than continuing to do what God called them to do. Verse 29, "Because they hated knowledge and they did not choose the fear of the Lord." So there's a consequence. Even those who seek wisdom and won't find it. Why? Because they hated knowledge. They despise. They wouldn't have the fear of the Lord. "They have none of my counsel and despised my every rebuke. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own fancies. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil." So you have the contrast here of wisdom and foolishness. Having the fear of the Lord, loving knowledge, loving instruction, loving learning, and actually seeking after wisdom, and also despising wisdom, despising understanding, and rejecting the fear of the Lord, not having the fear of the Lord. And you see the comparison here. The one has fear, the one has consequences, negative consequences for disobeying and not seeking after God. And the other has blessings from God. There also are consequences. Consequences, by the way, aren't bad. Consequences are just, they're from God, and we need to have consequences. And consequences, there are consequences for doing the right thing as well. And they are blessings. And you see here that those who listen to wisdom will dwell safely and will not have fear of evil. And so as children look to go back to school, as parents look to send their kids back to school, as grandparents look to help their children and their grandchildren as they go back to school, even as for those of us who are not in school anymore, or maybe those who aren't in school yet, we still need to be learning. We need to be learning from wisdom. We need to seek after wisdom. We need to listen to wisdom. We need to start with the fear of the Lord and make sure that those kids that are going to school today are learning the fear of the Lord, because that is the beginning of knowledge. It's the beginning of wisdom. And we need to first start with that principle. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
I want to encourage you to pray for the families in Texas who have suffered loss, especially those who have lost loved ones. When people, even cities, states, and nations, go through difficult times and turn to God in prayer, God hears and answers those prayers. The people in Texas right now need your prayers, comfort, and support to make it through these difficult times. Please pray for them, and if you can help in other ways, do so.
This is Reverend Dave Boston, and I invite you to join us every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. for Follow His Sandals.
This show is about practical keys to help all of us walk more closely with our Lord Jesus Christ to become better disciples.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that, and now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
Come on, clap your hands. Let's give God some praise for the good things.
I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones of Lively Stones Ministry. Join us every Saturday at 7:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasser Bradley, Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise.
Tune
Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for the